In other words, it had the spout part of it made where it poured in the right place.
Kind of scooped out, yeah. Tapered, yeah. Something like that. That's it. Well, have you ever heard that called a coal scuttle?
I don't believe I have. Like I said, we never have used coal. I wouldn't know the term.
I see. Well, talking about a stove, the pipe that goes from the back of the stove, what was that called?
We always just call it a stove pipe.
Just a stove pipe? Mm-hmm. Well, was there a term for the part of the chimney, you know, that was inside the house that, that the stove pipe would go into?
I don't know. I don't remember.
What I had in mind was flue. What would that apply to?
Yeah, the flue was, that was the whole outfit that carried out the smoke. That's what the flue was, what we always did.
The part that was it still inside?
Well, the outside, too.
Oh, the outside was called flue, too.
Just all of it together, there was the flue. Wherever the pipe entered the chimney, you might say, all of that was flue. If it was a stove.
Well, have you ever seen these, say if you wanted to put an edge on your axe blade, these big old stones that used to see them turn around like that, maybe pedal operated or something like that?
Yeah, grinding rocks.
Those were grinding rocks. Are there many of those left around?
I haven't seen one.
Well, if you wanted to put a finer edge on your axe blade or knife or whatever, you know, this thing that you could hold in your hand.
Side stone?
Mm-hmm.
Or whetstone.
Whetstone. Somebody told me, I was talking to here in Arkansas, that this state was famous for its...
That's right.
The quality of its whetstone.
That's right.
What are those things made out of, you know, that
they're made out of rock formation. It's moved up. there's quite a lot of whetstone stuff in the northern part of the state.
Well, say if moving on something else, say if your car started making these squeaking noises, you might take it into a filling station and tell the man to put it up on the rack and
grease it.
Then if you got that stuff all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Or have you ever heard of, we were talking about kerosene lamps a minute ago. Have you ever heard of anybody taking some coal oil and a bottle and a wick and making himself a temporary lamp?
Yeah. All he needed was to have some way of kind of sealing off the wick that was burning from the rest of it so it wouldn't get down into the main oil, supply of oil.
Sometimes when I ask people that question, they say, well, that's a bomb. So, call it a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that kind of thing? Was it called anything in particular? Or?
No, I never did hear anybody say it.
You never heard anybody in this part of the country call it a flambeau?